were so poor that burglars used to break into our house and leave stuff.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
A friend of mine likes to say, if the world didn't suck, we'd all fall off. I think he's right. We live in a fallen place where tough times visit us all. But in the midst of that, I'm fascinated by people whose lives are marked by contagious, outrageous joy. Joy that doesn't make much sense. I've heard it in the laughter of inmates who have found forgiveness through the God who loves them. I've seen it at old folks' homes I visit and in the smile of a friend with bone cancer. I've watched the peace on the faces of a resilient young couple with Job-like symptoms who are persevering amid all kinds of tragedy. Theirs is a laughter that circumstances can't limit. You have people like that in your life, I suspect. But let me ask you something. If you had to pick out just one characteristic that lies at the heart of a healthy laugh, what would you say? Medication? Think about it for a minute. When I was 10, two famous people visited our home. The first was an internationally recognized speaker who was performing nearby. During a roast beef dinner in our home, he groused for a miserable hour about the squeaky bed motel they'd put him in, the rainy weather, and the fact that his Timex watch had stopped. Then he picked at his roast like someone had pulled it from the compost. My mother hung her head. Thankfully, someone else showed up that year. She stayed a few days in our home. I was asked to abdicate my room so that this skilled surgeon would have a place to stay. I wasn't pleased. Poor me. I missed my styrofoam bed. I didn't know that a movie was being made about her life. Her books were selling briskly. But Dr. Helen Rosevere gratefully gobbled a meager ham sandwich at our table and thanked me repeatedly for her humble accommodations. A 10-year-old kid rarely attends church willingly, but her story so captivated me that I skipped playing football with my friends to hear her speak. Raped twice during the Simba uprising in Africa's Congo, Dr. Rosevere had survived unspeakable horror. Yet her words and attitude brought laughter to our home. What she showed me is the key to learning to laugh again, simple gratitude. It's a discipline that should daily replace our desire to gripe and whine. Because some of us live in wine country, don't we? Thankful people would rather accept than analyze, rather compliment than criticize. Helen Keller thanked God for her handicaps. Through them, she wrote, I have found myself, my work, and my God. One of my favorite chapters in the Bible is Psalm 100. It was written as a song of thanksgiving. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. Live this way, and our attitude changes, and we're filled with life. Gratitude is money we can print for ourselves, and we can spend it without fear of going bankrupt. Like magic, Thanksgiving turns a ham sandwich into an extravagant feast, as it did for Dr. Rosevere. It turns a Timex into a Rolex, if we'll really think about it, and a small boy into a lifelong fan. When I got my room back from Dr. Rosevere, two gifts sat atop my pillow, and I sat down and opened them. One was a kind note I kept for years, and $2, a veritable fortune for a 10-year-old kid.
Ever get a Christmas gift that missed the mark? Thankfully, God knew exactly what we needed. He gave us Jesus, the gift of life and joy. This year, Laugh Again has shared that good news in more than 100 countries, and your support made it possible. As 2025 wraps up, would you consider a special year-end gift to help us keep spreading hope and joy in 2026? Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.